From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, March 13th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the two candidates in the GOP primary race to represent Southern Illinois in Congress, what they want to do for the 12th Congressional District. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Illinois State Capitol building was under lockdown yesterday as police investigated a threat. The Secretary of State's office says the threat was directed at the Capitol but didn't provide other details. It's unclear what the nature of the threat was. People sheltered in offices and hallways while police conducted a sweep of the complex. An all-clear was issued after about an hour. Thousands of people stand to lose health insurance in a few weeks as the state of Illinois continues to rein in spending. Alex Degman reports.
Starting May 1st, the health care benefits for immigrant adults and seniors programs will no longer cover documented residents who have been here fewer than 5 years. That's about 6,000 people. The programs will now exclusively serve undocumented residents. Dana Kelly, chief of staff for the Department of Health Care and Family Services, says those losing coverage can find subsidies through the Affordable Care Act.
We will be notifying them in the next week of that change, and they will be made eligible for a special enrollment period on the health insurance marketplace.
Also changing, people will soon be required to prove every year that they're still eligible for benefits. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois state lawmakers created a fund to help witnesses to violent crime. 2 years later, the state is finally doling that money out. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The money is meant to reimburse police and state attorneys for costs associated with relocating witnesses as they testify against criminal defendants. The program was supposed to go into effect January 1st of 2023, but the grant application opened just last month, more than a year late. A spokesperson for the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority, which oversees the program, says the agency didn't have a lawyer to lead them through the rulemaking process. In a statement, she says, rules development began in earnest after they hired a new general counsel late last year. The grant application closes this Friday. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Illinois Education Association released the results of its annual State of Education survey. Peter Medlin has more on what Illinois residents had to say.
The poll surveyed 1,000 Illinois residents. Illinois Education Association President Al Lorenz said that respondents graded public schools in their community higher than public schools in the state as a whole or in the country.
What I see is that people that are experiencing what teachers are doing in their community and how they're impacting their kids is more solid data than what they're hearing about in other places.
The words they associated most with Illinois teachers were underpaid and overworked. Just under 60% of residents said that public school teachers in their community are paid too little, and that was a 9% increase compared to last year's survey. Two-thirds said they believe teaching has gotten harder over the past few years. The poll was conducted by Next Generation Strategies and Normington Pets. I'm Peter Medlin.
Still to come, we'll learn more about the two candidates in the GOP primary race to represent Southern Illinois in Congress and what they want to do for the 12th Congressional District. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
New on Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Friends of WILL can binge all three episodes starting March 17th with Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. In the GOP primary race to represent Southern Illinois in Congress, incumbent Mike Bost is being challenged by Darren Bailey. The two Republicans have tried to differentiate themselves despite having similar policy positions. How are they different and what are their priorities for the 12th Congressional District? Will Bauer reports.
At a recent campaign event in Belleville, Mike Bost made his pitch to voters, preaching experience and pragmatism.
I have referred to myself over and over again as a governing conservative.
He says that means he's still deeply conservative. However, he's not willing to hold up Congress for politics. He's been saying that a lot this campaign season. He wants to show he's different than his opponent. Meanwhile, at a campaign stop in Millstadt, Bailey casts himself to voters as a political outsider and Bost an insider.
The swamp protects the swamp. I thought it couldn't get any worse than what I witnessed in Springfield. Out here in D.C., you've got everybody coalescing together, and it makes me sick.
On national issues, both Bost and Bailey have more in common. They both say their top issue this election is the southern border with Mexico. But beyond that, the two hold similar yet slightly different priorities for the district. On the campaign trail, Bost has been hammering home his chairmanship of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. The district includes much of Scott Air Force Base and surrounding communities. That means there are 52,000 veterans of voting age. At the Belleville event, Bost supporter and Air Force veteran Jim Wolf says the congressman's chairmanship and advocacy for veteran issues are important.
He's a veteran. He's transparent. He addresses our issues. He's not a gamesman. As I heard him today, he talked about his strengths and accomplishments and never said a negative thing about his competitor.
If Bost wins a sixth term in Congress, he said he'd like to continue chairing Veterans Affairs. On the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Bost said he'd like to get some money allocated for locks and levees on the Mississippi River north of St. Louis. To the south, the locks are big enough so that full barges can pass through. But to the north, the locks are smaller, and the barges need to be broken up to pass, which is why Bost says they're in need of federal funds.
Modernizing them for faster transportation and greater payload to be moved through the lock at any given time.
In addition, Bost said the largely rural 12th district could use a new farm bill, and he says maybe one with more subsidies for farmers during rough years. Speaking of farmers, Bailey farms in southeastern Illinois. The former state lawmaker, Bailey, gained statewide notoriety running for governor 2 years ago. Bailey will be winning the vote of Rebecca Keim of Columbia. She says Bailey is the more conservative candidate in this race.
I have voted for my boss in the past, and he's not near as conservative as it's perceived, and I'm very conservative.
If Keim's candidate gets elected, he said three House committees would be good fits for him. First, energy and commerce, because the 12th district has lots of coal mining and oil drilling. Second, education and workforce, because he served on his local school board for 17 years. And third, agriculture, because obviously, Bailey's a farmer. For starters, he'd like to do a little education on the farm bill.
A lot of people think that, for instance, farmers, farm for government payments. That's simply not true.
But specifics on certain policy issues may be irrelevant in this race. Former President Donald Trump endorsed Bost over Bailey last month. Given Trump's dominance over the National Party, the endorsement makes Bailey an underdog. However, he says nothing changes.
Being a farmer, if you miss that rain, you realize, okay, crops might not be as good as they could have been, but I got to work a little harder and make it up somewhere. That's exactly how I believe at the end of the day, March 19th is going to turn out.
There's another factor that makes Bailey an underdog in this race, money. At the end of last year, Bost had outraised Bailey 6-1. I'm Will Bauer.
And finally in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 73 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Peter Medlin, and Will Bauer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.